Begin the Gemara and Daven Masechtas Kedushin Daven Gimel. Begin on begin the Tesmat to begin with the words of the Gemara. Yeah, that Sefer Kursa, the Ein Daven Acher Kursa, but nothing else could sever it. That's how we know that the woman could only go out with a get and cannot go out with chalitza. Then it says, but then we begin to say, wait a second. The Jewish maidservant should be allowed to go out with chalitza. Mekavacham the Yavama from this kavacham the Yavama. Mahai kavacham a group from this kavacham itself. And the aim line, don't say, oh, a woman will disprove that we see that no, she doesn't go out with chalitza, the mali isha, yeah, a regular woman, she can't any of the kesef, she cannot leave with money. Tell her mama that she goes out with money, so maybe she could go out with that of chalitza too. Yeshem says, what you could say is, you would have thought to say, shivcha kanan stechiach, that the non-Jewish maidservant will disprove this, because the yitzvah kesef, she leaves with money also, the aim is with chalitza, she does not go out with chalitza, and therefore that's how you know the amavri also. But then says, I'm never going to say, what do you mean? What do you mean? To the contrary, this kavachayma that she goes with money should also say that she also goes with chalitza. But someone says, what you could say is, no, you could refute this, and you could say, no, mali yavama, what we find by the yavama, she yitzah b'misa yavam. She goes out with the death of yavam. L'kachit, b'chalitza, therefore she goes with chalitza. Tam Shem Chanan, what do you say with the non-Jewish maidservant? She can't any yitzah b'misa yavam. She doesn't go out free with the death of the master. Like can't any yitzah b'chalitza. Therefore she does not go out to chalitza, and therefore she'll refute that also for the Amar B'yam. If that's the case, how are you going to say that the non-Jewish maidservant will disprove? Wait a second. You can refute and say, yeah, what are you going to say? That Shavakanaz, yeah, she does not go out with chalitza because she can't any of the means of the Adnan, because she doesn't go out with the death of the Adnan. Tell me about that she does go out, so maybe she would go out with chalitza. Someone says, you can say no, because the Nasi Yechich and Isha Meshavakanaz, because you'll disprove it from a commonality between a woman and a non-Jewish maidservant. Because Tichin Pachas, when you're going to ask, wait a second, Malach of Ganans, oh, you can't learn nothing there. She can't any of the mitzvah because she doesn't go out to death of the master, in contrast to Amaria. They'll say, Isha Tichich. The woman will disprove it. She hates mitzvah, then she goes out with the death of her husband. They need to be she does not go out with Chalitza. Aye, Malach, what are you going to say, woman, you can't learn nothing that she can't end the Isha because she does not go out with money. You'll say, Shav Ganans Tichich, that she does go out. And therefore, from the common of the two of them, you won't be able to say Chalitza by the Amaria. Next, says Matta Begin the Gemara, Abzak, Bita Bechulu. The father, says the Mishnah Ksubis, marries his daughter in her Kedushin, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. The father, Rishama, Rishama explains, actually, Shesh, that's Chuzba Bia. This said he has a right in the daughter's Bia, means traditionally, Schar, the Kavish Bia, that he pays the father that to allow the Kedushin to be done with Bia, and that's the father's rights. Next, this master brings the words, the Gemara, and the Gemara says, okay, Yesh, Kes, Bodin, Acha, when she leaves, so how do you know it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to her. Then says the Tzemach begin to say, wait a second, Al-Kachle, it's a Kra. Obviously, I don't need the Pasuk at Lemeshin La'av, but rather to say that it goes to the father, because the Hadim Kachar Bekesev, because this that when you say the Kedushin is from money, come a Kicha Mistei Efren. You say that you learn that from Kicha Mistei Efren, so you already know that it's the Kinyan of Kesev. Why would I need another source? Obviously, it's coming to teach you that it goes to the father. Tzemach says, what you can say is, Mekamakam open me Yitur Alei Nemeshin Shalab. From the Yitur itself, from the extra in Kesev Lod Zel, Avish Kesev Lod Nacha, it doesn't say it belongs to the father. Unless if you have the understanding of the pasuk, which the Gemara says later on the Avdal Mabez, the Maskan, in the conclusion, I mean, we say that they're both pasukim on needed, and yet ultimately we show you that it goes to the father. But just from the pasuk itself, you would not know, and that's the Gemara's question over here. Next, says Master, we're going to read the words of the Gemara, but the Gemara says, how's that possible? The father receives the Kedushin, and she's going to take the money? So the Gemara says, okay, but the Eman, maybe say, when do we say this halacha, that the father has the rights to be makabal and therefore he gets the monies, is maybe that's a katana, which she doesn't have a yad to be makabal kedushin, but now that has a yad to be makabal kedushin, maybe she can be makabal herself and she should take the money. So let's say, wait a second, I've got the cry of Benaira, although the pasuk, which is a speech, which was saying the father has the rights of the kedushin, is actually toman by Benaira, not by a katana. The chesed, like I said in the pasuk, was kalua that they're going to give skila. But more, but the mitzvah shemra, I like it on the pater. That pasuk doesn't make shemra if it's on the minor, give me pater because she's not chayim misa. Therefore, the mitzvah shemra is not doesn't have a liability. But come on, would be yishlam dechay gemara. You could say no, that's not. That wouldn't refute the gemara's question because you could say the pasuk has beaten zat lishazeh was kishayis ketana when she was a minor. Now she's an adult, and that's what he's saying that you know was kalua if she really was mizana. But the actual condition that the father gave her over maybe it was only when she was a ketana. This is the same time we're going to say, oh, the ketana leads to Kara. I don't have a pasuk for a ketana. Dash the sabun. Of course, he's in control of the condition. Dash the sabun. If he could sell her as a slave woman, because the condition, he'd have to say he gets the money from a condition. Because I got the meaning that this is how the Gemara says similarly, Gabi Maisi Yadah, according to her earnings, but very connection is about the Gemara Ksubit up in Zayman Alf. Of course, if he could sell her, of course he gets her earnings. So the same thing is regarding the Kesem Kedushin. The Shema Tessa, what he says, no, the Leidom is not comparable, because the Gabi Maisi Yadah, Nichi, right. Regarding her earnings, that makes sense, the Gemara Ksubit up in Zayin, because Kikesh Amachra, when he sells her, Moichu Maisi Yadah, essentially what he's selling is her handiwork. She sold a slave woman for her work. But regarding Kedushin, it's nothing to do with a sale. Now, although her master could do Yiyud, which is actual type of marriage, behind the Kesef Shanimkar, that's regarding the monies that you sold with. But literally regarding a Kedushin, we don't find any rights to the father, and therefore, we wouldn't necessarily know a katana that we wouldn't have to learn out from this posse. That the earnings of the girl goes to the father. How do we know this? The fact that Zara gave him a right to give her over to Chuppah, although when she's having the chasna, she's not going to work that day, obviously we see that the father has the right of his daughter's earnings because he can marry her off. Rashi explains it over there, meaning because the Zachal Rechman, the Torah gave him the rights, except for the fact that it says in the Pasuk is beaten in the Settle Ish, that my daughter I've given to this man. Now, the Mashman sounds like Kol Nesinus, all giving, even giving over to the Chuppah, and which is not going to be able to work at that time. Now, so it says, my right, what's to prove? Eimah Hanamil Kitana, maybe say, that's only told by a minor. Of a narrow lie, but a narrow no, because I'm Acha, as the Gemara says over here, which is the Gemara's question. Rashi says, what you can say is, no, the high cross beaten in Sati, no, it must be told by Naira, because it's like we explained, because that's the whole Mitzi Shemra is only by Naira Eskalua. Now, the Nidal in Kedushin, although we're going to Kedushin like Agamor is talking about here, Nuchal Vajra, you could explain this Mitzi Sadi, because she hides the Ketana, that when she was a Ketana, then they gave her over, even though right now she's a Naira, but a Chuppah, you have Shalav Naira, but the Chuppah itself, obviously, it's going to be when she's a Naira, because the Ketanas, if the Chuppah, the Chasna, the Nisun was when she was a minor, can this Nisun Kedushinza? So then that must have been she was. She was married when she was Mizana, because it's only then that she became a Naira. But Dina Mechanic Leviskos, then Halacha would be strangulation, not stoning, because there's no Shakitan Zlamachayev, because if there's no of a minor, not became Mechayev. So therefore, that's why the Gemara couldn't say that over there, what it says over here, regarding the Chuppah in contrast to the Kedushin. The words of the Gemara, Bechidim, we're going to say, Nelevim Bajim Megam. Oh, okay, so wait a second. How do we know that? That it goes to the father. So we say maybe you learn that from Baishas and Begam. So says Taisa's tame, it's a wonder, because Hechabai Lamema, how is the Gemara even entertaining to say that Nev Kedushin will learn that the Kedushin of the girl goes to the father? Baishas Begam, and the fact that when she gets shamed and degraded, the deficiency is gonna go to the father. Habaisha Begam Gufa Layadina and Shein La'av, we don't know that actually goes to the father, Il Mekedushin itself. So I can learn a Kedushin from Baishas Begam. Because yeah, if the father wanted to do Muslim and he could give her over to a degraded person and the guy with leprosy, and that's how you know that he gets her Baishu Begam, because he could have made her have Baishu Begam. In what way? Of who he can marry her off to. So Vechita may be gonna say the Navkiminamiya. But the Iboy Muslim Kashis Kitana, maybe you'll say no. That we can learn it out from this, that if he wants he could give her over when she's a minor. But Naira said she would have the shame even when she's a Naira. Same Cain, and that's what the Gemara wants to say. If that's the case, Gamkshi Bagetis, even when she's an adult. So you're going to say that therefore that's how we know this halacha of Baish Begam, and then we're learning out from there to when she's a Naira. So they said, no, if that's the case, Cain, Gamkshi Bagetis, the Baish Begam Shalab Haitam. But for the same reason, even when she's a Begeris, she should go to the father because, oh, when he married her off, she's an Ira. Now it's going to affect her even when she's a Begeris. Just like you want to see, you want to learn up Baish Begam, from now you can marry her off when she's a Katana, to say the same thing's going to be, that now you can learn up from Baish Begam to Mimikadisha when she's an Ira. But then if that's the case, you should say the same thing regarding Bagris too. He says, yes, but you can say, no, it's not true. You can't compare Bagris when she's an adult to Nairis to when she's in puberty, because the Nehidale of Inma Faris and Dharm Kula Milzum. Although you don't learn out from the nullification of vows for all things, as the Gemara was proving that, but regarding this, we do learn out that at least the power of the father does not extend at the most the days of her puberty. Like the Gemara says later on, on the Dalam and Aleph, that Umasiman, if we find by pubic sign, Shema Timishazav, that does not take our father's domain, or Timishazav takes our father's domain. So Bagush, Metzia, Bokhulu, so regarding Bagush that takes her out, now, no one thought the Bagush makes Mishazav. How do we know that Bagush takes her out of her father's domain, the Kedushin, Chodov, all things? He loved you, I think, Abbas and Dharma, unless we learn from Abbas and Dharma. So although you're right, the Gemara says, oh, Abbas and Dharma is this, so you can't learn from that. That's his taste, yeah, but that's only regarding all these other halachas. But regarding the fact that he's out of, she's out of the father's domain, that we do learn now. And therefore, although it will extend from Katanas to Neres, but we won't extend it to Bagrus. But since there's me and Lani here, however, it does not seem to be clear this thing, because keeping the time telling Milsa, because since you tell me it's dependent on this idea, the boy, now why does the father get the place of God? Because if he wanted to, Muslim Katanas, he could have given over, as Tais explaining, which is a minor. So then says no, then there should be the same thing that for Bagrus, the same way for Nairis. And therefore, so the question is back again. So why doesn't he have the right Sar condition then also when she's a Megaris? Just like you're saying that Nairis from Baish Megam, which learned from Kitanis. Because it extends into Nairis. So the nearly else, so therefore, rather, it appears to say what's going on what it said previously. Meaning, the Gemara had said, say, oh, maybe to say this whole halacha was said regarding a minor. Claim in other words, Kitana, Shaykh Lassa says a kabochemer. Yeah, regarding a minor, it's appropriate to say this kabochemer, that is, because the hashtag being a kabochemer, or if the father is receiving a kadushin, eat tishka kasha, she can take the money, meaning kibish in the claw, yeah, the kadushin, she doesn't have a hand to be a kadushin, so, but, oh. So, yeah, then they understand it's going to go to the father. I'm now just like, regarding now the hazar on yad, maybe ik take the shnaf to betish kokas, but she should be mekadosh hazab and take the money, pirish and other, given the yeshli yad likadosh hazab, she has the ability to mekadosh hazab, your condition shall not let the condition be hers. I will emes it with the truth, she gam kshi nara, even when she is in nara, vi achoy likadosh, yeah, the father could be mekadosh hazab. Or she be mekadosh hazab, when the father is mekadosh hazab, then as your condition shall let, and the condition should be his. Now we can answer the question we mentioned before. The cry, Pasuk is talking about when the father was Makadisha. And this is we learn the Bishop from the Gedushin through our father. Shame shall be that it is of the father. What the Gemara is saying over here is that is Kedushin shall be Atzma. That when she does her own Kedushin, that even so, Shame shall be that that should be from her father, from me Bishop Begam. Of course, you can't learn from the kids when the father is of the Makadosh. Because that's totally his. But first, we want to learn from the ones that are not through her, from the Kedush of my father. And then to learn now from that, the ones that are through her, that is still going to the father from Baish Begam. Because then afterwards, you can learn what's from through her, which is not from. From that which is not through the father, which is from Baish Begam. So Baish Begam could learn that from what he does, and then once we know Baish Begam, so then which is the middle path, then we could also then learn out when she herself does the Kedushin, that even that should go to the father.